Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps, and when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack, and take a step on back, and go to a meeting, and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAO, ACA, GA, PA, SLA, SLA, ACR, RR, MM, DRA, HA, FAIR, the NSA, KFC, NCCP.
You're all tiny again.
What? What?
The pool was cold.
I am not.
Yes, you are tiny.
What kind of a statement is that?
Okay, now you're big again.
That was me.
That sounds, you know what? That sounds like us in the bedroom. Oh, look, you're
I'm
tiny.
Sorry.
Oh,
I'm
look, you're big.
I'm sorry.
Oh, look, you're tiny. Oh, look, you're big.
I'm just watching your feed on the
She's watching
program.
Your thingy.
She's watching my thing?
I'm watching your thingy, yes.
So, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always with...
Shelley B.
And Mark M.
Sweet.
Dude.
So.
What?
How's your day?
Mine?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Let me guess what it entailed.
Go ahead.
Football?
Yes.
And food?
Yes.
It's the sport of kings, better than diamond rings. You never heard that song? Waka, 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 waka. It's football.
No.
Goldie Hawn sang it.
Goldie Hawn?
In the, I think
a laughing?
No. I think it was a movie called, it might have been called Wildcats.
I saw Wildcats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the closing credits, she sings that song, the football song. You know, and you know how atonal her voice is.
Did you see Wildcats?
Yeah, years ago.
I don't ever watch
and
movies
you remember
the
credits. How many times did you see it?
Just once.
And you remember the words to the song?
It was one of those songs.
Oh, my God.
Those are the only words I know. The rest of the song, I don't know. And she says that repeatedly over and over, so, you know.
Oh, so you get sick of it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
How was your day, Shelley?
Well, it was good. And then it sucked. And then it was good. And then it sucked.
So you were alone for a while, and then Bruce joined you for a bit. Then you got to have some time away, and then you came back to Bruce.
No, it was just I had my little ego pop this morning.
Or was it the big small thing?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Because when you sucked, it was
when
big.
It was small. And then it sucked and it was big.
Epic eye roll. What?
Explain yourself.
Because, see, when you paused, we filled in and explained for you.
I was born in Laguna, and, you know, my dad was in Vietnam at the time. He was overseas, so...
Wait, let me get the cigar.
You said explain myself.
Well, I meant on what you were talking about.
Oh.
Your day.
No, well, I mean, it was really... We sang this awesome gospel song in church, and it was a lot of fun, and then I got my ego completely smashed. And then
why'd your ego get smashed?
Like a bug. And then we went to lunch, and Courtney did a before and after picture of me, of my weight loss over the last 4 months, and I've lost 27 pounds, and the before and after is quite dramatic. I was surprised, because you don't really notice it, I don't think, when you lose weight that slowly. You don't notice yourself shrinking. So.
You're shrinking.
I was shrinking.
What was the ego smashing part?
Gosh. After church, when I was walking through the choir room, you know, we had a guest.
Pastor come up and slap you?
No, we had a guest tenor come in because I'm a tenor, and then there's another tenor, Tom. And he
Tom
was
tenor.
Out. Yeah, Tom Tenor. And
great.
He was out for the weekend, so he wasn't there. So we had a really good tenor, Michael, come in and to do the solo. And I was walking through the choir room, and the choir director stopped him. I don't think he saw me.
Uh-oh.
And he said, Michael, really appreciate you coming out and singing with us today. It made all the difference because, you know, Tom was gone, so no tenors and only one bass.
He meant no tenor men.
He said no tenors.
Right. But he's referring to Tom, who's a man.
Nice try. I know you're trying to boost my little feelers there.
Your feelers?
Yes. It was just one of those moments when you go, because I'm thinking, I'm the other tenor. What do you mean there are no tenors?
Oh.
Yeah.
Would it have been better if he would have said no good tenors?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just checking.
It's just, I would like to know if I'm singing that badly. I'd like to know. I don't want to drag the whole choir down. So, but then I got over it when I saw my before and after picture. Sort of got over it.
I got like 12 hours sleep. Yay! I went to bed at a reasonable time. Got up late. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's examine why you went to bed at a reasonable hour instead of 3 or 4 in the morning.
Why was that, Bruce?
Because he was trying
to find...
Pinging. You weren't all done playing, and you were desperate to find ghost adventures.
Absolutely. My guilty pleasure.
So he came in, and I ended up going to sleep to the sounds of World War II, because for some reason, the military channel decides that the middle of the night is the best time to discuss troop movements in Europe.
Turn it up.
Best time to talk about Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
The middle of the night.
What the heck? I've had more nightmares about Adolf Hitler.
Wakes up in the morning going, Achtung.
It's horrible.
You know what that means.
What?
Oh,
that means it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Dudes.
We have Peanut Gallery, who's been subjected to our bantering.
We got an entire bowl.
We've got Wendy.
Hamza. Wendy.
We've got Nathan. You remember back in the day when we said we had an entire bowl? That was a completely different thing.
Yeah.
I got a whole big-ass bowl.
This is a bowl of nuts in this peanut gallery.
Okay. Actually, we don't have as many shout-outs today as we normally do.
Hang on. I have to bring this up. I mentioned Hamza's name to someone today. And the guy repeated me his name like 11 times. Didn't get it right any of the times. He's like, Hamas? Hummus? I'm like, Hamza. Hamza. Zumha. And I'm like, huh? Ligo, think of ham, za, but with the soft A. And he goes, hazma. I'm like, no. Ha, hamza.
Okay.
Hamza.
Hamza.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all good.
Anyway, we don't have that many shout outs this week. I was quite surprised. Either people have stopped following, and we're not getting the Podomatic notifications, or nobody likes us anymore.
I vote for nobody likes us anymore.
I deleted a whole bunch of the notifications.
So it's your fault that nobody's getting their shout-outs?
There's some people who are getting shout-outs. Thing is, the entire screen was full of Podomatic updates, and...
I would
like to look to see people that are asking questions and things, and the Podomatic updates are not those.
Hmm. Okay. Anywho.
So you got to ask?
Huh?
You got to ask a question if you want to get a shout out?
You got to
ask a question.
Ask a question.
We have a shout out to Georgette, John K., Stryker, Bill, Carol, Fran, Randy, Elizabeth, Katie, Uck, Brian, Phil K., Ron, Mike. Nora, and Natalie.
What's Katie Uck up to?
Same old, same old.
Yeah.
You know.
Did she ever say she got that stripper pole we sent?
No, she hasn't mentioned that yet.
Okay.
But, you know, it's got to travel, you know, it's got to go across the pond, so it could take a while.
Shelly's been doing that stripper pole work lately. So.
Got to go to the UK.
Not anymore. My rheumatologist, diversion here. My rheumatologist, when I went to see her, because I had little T-Rex arms for the last 2 weeks, and I couldn't lift my arms because of the stupid stripper pole thing.
Uh-huh.
When I told her what the eye roll that I got from her... You think I thought her eyes were going to be stuck with a view of the backside of her orbital pits. I mean, she was like, no. She gave me a list of the things I'm allowed to do.
Stripper pole was not included.
No. I was allowed to do like light yoga, tai chi, walking. She said walking was very good. Water aerobics, that kind of thing.
Water sports.
Yes.
Pole dancing and water sports.
Easy.
No
there.
Weightlifting. No. No stripper pole. No. Ew. Jeez. Okay.
Oh, Shelly, that was a delayed reaction.
You just catch up with that right now?
Yep. Oh, I forgot to put Lori Faith on the list because Lori Faith has the first story.
Yay.
Yay. This story's out of Australia. apparently wild pigs are very big in Australia.
Okay.
Especially at campgrounds.
And spits?
No.
Oh.
And over the weekend, some campers were quite surprised when they watched a feral pig drink their 18 beers that were sitting out.
I heard about this.
Drank the 18 beers, got completely drunk, started chasing a cow around a field and trying to fight it, and then passed out in a ditch.
Now, it's
a sorry, under a tree, under a tree.
It sounds like my best friend Ron.
It's a feral pig, so that right. means it has tusks, right?
Well, I guess some of them do. The picture I saw of the pig that in question did not have tusks. And it was kind of runty looking, so I'm wondering why the cow... Because at first it chased the cow around, but then the cow like was having none of it. And then the pig backed off and went and slept it off under a tree.
Huh. Because I've seen things where if you leave a little pig like Babe out in the wild for like a month, they start to grow tusks. Like regular pigs start. So they have this thing called Hogzilla. And it was this 1,200-pound pig that had won all these awards at county fairs that somehow escaped from the farm. And when they found it, it had these gigantic tusks, and it was like the size of a Volkswagen. Not the kind of thing you want to run into in the middle of the night.
It'd be.
Robert sent this next story in. Okay. Roberto.
Robert,
yes.
Yay.
Roberto. This came out of the UK. The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, that's what they call their oversight board. They call it NICE, which is kind of insidious, I think. But
that's nice.
That's nice. With an H.
They have a new drug that they are going to prescribe to anyone who, like women who drink more than... Men, if men drink 3 pints of beer or more, and women who have 2 glasses of wine or more per night.
Okay.
They make it sound like women only drink wine.
And men only drink beer.
They're not drinking any pints.
It doesn't say anything about that. They estimate that 750,000 people in the UK will be prescribed this drug. It's called nalmefene. And basically it makes you not want to drink.
Can you snort it?
It doesn't say.
Can you chop it up?
It doesn't say.
Can you smoke it?
But this is going to cost them a metric crap ton of money.
What
because
if I take 4 of them?
Because each pill costs £3. This is going to cost a lot of money. But they're so desperate to get people...
£3.
They're so desperate to get people to stop drinking in the UK. I know. I'm like, so if you have 2 glasses of wine at dinner, you have to start taking this drug, so you won't want to drink 2 glasses of wine at dinner? What the heck?
If everybody quits drinking, who are we going to have to laugh at meetings?
That's right.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen to the alcohol industry and all the people that work for it?
Yeah.
I just thought it was ridiculous. It's like, let's medicate all the self-medicators. That's going to help.
Yeah, well, you know.
Because what will happen is...
So if I'm a woman who drinks 3 glasses of wine...
Yeah.
And I take one of these pills and drink 3 pints of beer instead...
Oh, then you're good.
Okay, good. All right, just checking.
I think I am going to be low on this show.
Yep.
I notice every time you guys talk, you go up into the...
stratosphere?
Up into the orange, and I stay in the green and yellow.
Yeah, well...
Talk louder.
Stay safe, Bruce.
I've been talking loud.
Actually, I've heard you talk louder than that in just real life.
Well, I've spoken louder than that to you.
And here's an interesting thing. We talk about, you know, the big pot bust and the big coke bust and how the authorities are seizing all of these drugs.
And turning most of them in.
Most of them, yeah. In Beckley, West Virginia, police made the largest ginseng bust ever.
Since when is ginseng illegal?
It's not, but harvesting it on someone else's land is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go.
They arrested 11 people and seized 190 pounds of ginseng, which is quite a lot because you only need a little ginseng.
Yeah,
having a carload of stereos isn't illegal unless you've taken them from somebody else's store.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And apparently we're in the middle of ginseng digging season. This was, you know, in West Virginia.
I'm digging me some ginseng.
And actually, I had known this because I knew somebody.
West Virginia.
I knew somebody whose parents would go, when I lived in Milford, I remember her saying, oh, my dad's gone this week. He's gone ginseng digging. And apparently it's a thing because you make a lot of money. Like one little tiny piece of root or whatever can get you like $40-$50.
West Virginia, ginseng mama, take me home.
Country rolls. All right.
hear her voice in the morning hour. She calls me.
Now we're all going to have it stuck in our head. Yeah. I always like Rocky Top better in terms of John Denver songs. You know, you don't know Rocky Top? Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
How about Calypso?
Corn don't grow on good old Rocky Top grounds.
Singing
Rocky
the song
right
to Jacques Cousteau. I'm like, yeah. Well, you got a thing for Jacques Cousteau.
I, Calypso,
like,
I sing
Calypso,
for your spirit.
Spirit, you sing to the stories you tell.
Calypso,
you sound kind of like a little leprechaun there. What was that?
John Denver, sort of leprechaun-y.
Uh-oh, there's a crisis in the...
Crisis in the peanut gallery.
What are we
what
doing?
Happened? Spiders?
Well, squash it.
Kill it.
Kill it.
There was an old lady. She swallowed a fly.
I don't know why.
She swallowed that fly.
I guess she'll die.
Okay. In Salt Lake City, Utah, this story is from Brian.
Utah.
We know who Brian is.
Yes, we do know who he is now. Okay, I don't know the whole backstory on this, but apparently this is a thing in Utah.
Not drinking?
The
marrying
Utah
multiple women?
Shut up! The Utah Attorney General, Mark Shurtleff. He's up on graft, corruption charges, unlawful activity, bribery, all kinds of stuff. They've got a court hearing on October 20th. And now he's decided that now is a good time for he and his brother Kevin to get a permit to make an aerosol caffeine inhaler. And they had to go before the alcohol board in Utah, which is apparently an uphill battle because the propellant contains alcohol.
Okay.
That's all the story is. Thanks, Brian.
I don't really know why.
Good thinking on that guy's part, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up on charges. Let me go in front of a government agency and see if I get something passed through.
I don't think it's going to work.
I'm up on charges.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for proving that PCP never really completely goes away.
That's true. In Marysville, Washington. This one, I kind of went, whoa,
the
okay.
Pac Northwest, baby.
Yes. This is north of Seattle. Ryan Vasquez, he was 19 years old. He had been arrested. I can't remember exactly why he got arrested, and it doesn't say in the story. Anyway, he got arrested. He's up on various charges. Oh, robbery. There it is. Robbery charges. Apparently, he went missing from the jail.
After being arrested?
From the jail.
From the jail?
How are they explaining that?
And
he crawled through.
He escaped.
But they didn't notice for a week.
He crawled through the sewer system, came out into a small little stream.
Really?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I saw a movie like that once. So.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in a minute. But they didn't notice he was missing for a week.
Oh.
They didn't notice until his lawyer came to see him pre-trial to, I don't know, get their story straight. Who knows? And he wasn't there. And the lawyer said, what do you mean he's not here? He went to a Bible study class with a group of other inmates.
And left with the Bible study people?
And while they were all returning from said Bible study class, instead of walking forward, he walked backwards out the other door in the room.
I love that.
Into a hallway and off into the,
scampering off
into the fields.
He walked out backwards, so they thought he was coming in.
Yes, they had to actually.
Ever do that in a movie theater when you were young? Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
Everyone's walking out and you walk in backwards?
Yeah.
They had to run the security tape a few times to figure it out.
And when they ran it backwards, he came back.
Yeah.
They did re-arrest him, so he is back in jail. His lawyer said that the one good thing about
this... How did he get caught again?
They went looking for him. This is Marysville, which is... in Washington, there's not a whole lot of people.
Yeah, but there's
go
a
to
lot
San Francisco.
Of places to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
No kidding. There's areas where there's 100 miles of nothing.
His attorney said that the one good thing about all of this is that the courts can be absolutely assured that his attorney wasn't involved in it. He wasn't involved in the planning because apparently he didn't know.
Yeah, that's what I'd
say.
That's
just like an attorney. That's just like an attorney looking out for himself.
Yeah, really.
I didn't know anything about it.
See,
I
didn't even know he was gone.
Looking for him.
Yeah.
Wink.
What is this one? I can't remember what that story is, so let's move on to this one.
See, that's a good thing, see. Shelly reads them, but then she can't remember them, so pops on over them.
Yeah, I'll just go over that one, and maybe we'll come back to it. Last story for this show. This one was sent in by Phil K.
Phil K.
This is out of Cortland, which is in New York.
Cortland?
Cortland, New York. It's near Westchester.
Like Portland with the West, C.
Yeah, Westchester County, actually. Jeffrey Rodriguez has learned the lesson that many of our dumb criminals on the show have not learned yet, and that is that stuffing meat down your pants is no way to live, son. He worked for the AFP.
I stuff meat down my pants every day.
Epic eye roll. He worked, past tense, for the AMP supermarket, decided he wanted to steal $1,500 worth of meat.
From AMPM?
A&P, A&P supermarket.
And tried to sneak out through the dog pound.
Oh, wait, sorry, it was $1,200, not $1,500. But he couldn't figure out how he was going to get out of the store with it, so he stuffed it all in his pants. Gee, that wasn't a dead giveaway.
1,500 pounds.
No,
$1,500.
Well, $1,200 worth of Kobe beef you could put in your pockets.
Yeah.
Yes, but apparently this was not.
Oh.
And apparently the police recovered.
He came out
recovered.
Looking like that character from Austin Powers, it was a big Scottish guy. Get in my belly.
Yes, exactly.
Get in my belly, baby.
They caught him because when he came into work, his pants didn't look quite so large. When he walked out, he looked like the Michelin Man.
Give me that baby.
So there is no word yet, though, on whether the police recovered his meat.
You can't beat that story.
No, you can't beat
this
story.
Yeah, you can't
story.
Beat this story.
I could beat it with a stick.
You could beat it like a stick.
Oh, brother. Okay, and that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College.
Selfwillhappens.com.
Yes, we have a topic.
We do.
And Shelley is the one who knows what it is.
Well, in the group last week,
this
our wonderful
can of worms topic.
This is the can of worms topic.
Okay.
Recovery 101 sponsored in part by Bill P. Mm-hmm. He posted a story.
Oh my God, that's bomb. It's a mini pumpkin pie. It's pumpkin good. Chicken. No, it's like pumpkin pie, but it's miniature. It's like the size of two Reese's peanut butter cups on top of each other. It's really good. Wow. Okay.
Anyway,
I'll be having more of these.
Okay. Anyway, Bill posted a story that was written in an article that was written in a magazine about a gentleman who was starting to write out his fourth step, you know, and was working with a sponsor and everything. And he started having nightmares about stabbing someone. And he thought at first they were just nightmares, but then he started to think about it. And he's told his sponsor, "I think I may have killed someone in a blackout." His sponsor actually made him go through with his whole fourth and fifth step and start on his amends. And then his sponsor turned him in, and he's now in jail, 20 years to life, because it turned out he did stab somebody. Too many people, actually, his dad and his stepmom.
Now, wait. Do they know he stabbed them?
Well, he went through a whole trial and everything. It's not like he didn't admit to it other than telling a sponsor he thinks he may have in a blackout.
Because he couldn't have had bad dreams about his parents being stabbed because his parents got stabbed.
I don't know. Well, I'm assuming that the police gathered the appropriate evidence and that it pointed to him. I don't know.
So the
that part of the story was not elucidated.
So the general, I guess, sway of the topic is, are sponsees supposed to roll over on are sponsors supposed to roll over on sponsees?
Well, here's the thing: is that if you go to church and you confess to your priest, you know, confessions between priests and with lawyers are protected information.
Right.
But there are no legal protections, and this has been brought up in court. There are no legal protections between a sponsor and a sponsee in any 12-step fellowship.
Right.
Okay.
Was his sponsor a mandated reporter?
A dick? Oh.
Well, yeah, he was a dick. He was a dick, but that's not the question.
It didn't say in the story if he was a mandated reporter. Right. And in fact, the story actually didn't touch on mandated reporters really at all.
Because we've had Zina, a friend of ours, bring that up, who worked with the facility. And she said if someone told her something that is, you know, injurious to another person, or it's, say, a child predator or something, that she has to turn them in.
Right. So, but it didn't actually say that in the story. So what are the ethics behind this in terms of, like, the traditions and all of that doodah? Discuss. It's a can of worms.
Go, Mark, go.
Go, Mark. Go, Mark. Go, Mark.
You know, it's a really good idea to get to know your sponsor.
Really well.
Like, I picked my sponsor. He had a tad of that outlaw edge that I liked a lot.
The outlaw edge.
You know.
Former Mongol.
He's the guy who would help me move the body if I needed him to. You know. And then help me make amends for it later.
I'm not helping you move any bodies. Just throwing it out there to the peanut gallery. Yeah.
But
I might not say that you moved a body, but I'm not helping you.
Look, you go into these rooms and you got to be aware of what you share.
Yeah, but this is your sponsor.
Yeah, but this is your sponsor in a fourth, fifth step.
If you have not gotten to know your sponsor well enough to know whether you can share stuff like that or not, shame on you.
You know what's funny? It says in the big book that there are things that you should take to your properly appointed person, like your priest that requires confessional. Maybe that's thrown in there to let you know that because there's confidentiality between you and your priest, and there's not in AA. It says it in the big book.
Yeah, but most priests would tell a confessor who confesses something like that that they're to atone for what they've done, you know, because you have to do
but
your
that's
atonement,
your
is to
choice.
Turn it in, is to turn yourself
that's
in.
That's your choice whether to do it or not.
Yes.
How'd you like to be a Catholic and read your entire inventory to your priest? You just got pages. He's, you know, excuse me, Father, for I have sinned. Okay, what do you got? I got 79 pages of shit right now. What?
Let me call out for a pizza. Hold on.
Yeah, what? Guy's like, you're going to need 785,000 Hail Marys. You're going to have to put $785 a week in the basket. And you're going to have to come to my quarters.
Yeah. Father, how about if I just bring you a case of scotch?
Yeah. And an altar boy.
Yeah.
Bruce.
A scotch altar boy.
Just a little bit of levity. So, I mean, seriously, Mark, what do you think? So, a guy
I think
comes,
his sponsor's a dick.
A guy comes to you, tells you, I might have killed somebody in a blackout, which to me is highly suspicious anyway. See, if I'm the sponsor in this situation, the guy comes to me and says, I've been having dreams about someone getting killed. Mm-hmm. It might be me. I was in a blackout. I don't know. And he's had someone in his family die from being stabbed. The first thing I would think of is you're probably having dreams about it because your mother and father were killed by someone with a knife. And because you've got a black – I mean, for the – for the sponsor to become
look
the judge and jury enough to even give it to the court, I'm like,
Just because I watched Columbo when I was growing up
does not make me Columbo. And you know what?
And it's not my job to go investigate. Now purely from a steps point of view, let's take this one step at a time.
Wait, let me stop you for 1 second.
Go ahead.
Just to see how this goes over. Peanut Gallery, do any of you know who Columbo is? Not a single hand up. Columbo, do any of you know who Peter Falk is?
No, okay. We're so old.
It was an old detective show that was on TV, and this guy would walk around in this frumpy coat. You'd be like, give me a minute here. And he always had such like regular, he'd sit there and he'd scratch his head and go, yeah, that doesn't make any sense what you're saying.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, so step at a time.
Yeah. Step four. This guy puts this in his inventory.
Right.
Step five.
Shares it with his sponsor friend. Yeah.
Step six. Recognizes stabbing people as a defect of character.
Yes.
Step seven says, I'm going to stop stabbing
people. Step seven says, I'm going to stop stabbing people. Step eight, now it comes the part. How do you make amends for this?
You make
a list.
Now you're willing to make amends. Now you're my sponsor. How do I make amends for this without injuring someone or others, including the fact that I am an other?
Is it injurious to yourself to pay for your crimes?
If I'm working for a living and supporting my family, and by going to prison, I will no longer be able to support my family, I am injuring someone else by stepping up and taking a fall for something. But by not doing it, I am not being rigorously honest in my program. Where's the loophole there, Lucy?
Oh, Lucy.
No, I agree with you. But what, I guess, because the story he was the focal point of the beginning of the story just to introduce the topic. The story went on to discuss the fact that there is no legal confidentiality in 12-step programs. And that members need to be made aware of that if they have something that should be taken to someone who is bound to keep it confidential.
What you see here, what you hear here.
Right, legal confidentiality. Legal.
Because
if the sponsor didn't turn him in, let's say the sponsor didn't turn him in, and the cops, you know, through diligent detective work or whatever, did get enough evidence to put this guy away, and they knew they found out the sponsor knew about it, the sponsor is now an accessory after the fact.
Wait.
It's true.
That may be true. But let me run something by you. There are almost no four steps I've heard that didn't involve illegal activity. Almost none of them. They all involved people getting beat up. I've stolen things. I ripped this place off. I ripped my grandmother off. I did this. I did that. I broke the law. I drove drunk every day. Every inventory I've ever heard is full
or
of
early,
like
early in our stages before we just reached a point where we were the ones ripping people off.
Yeah.
Somebody ripped me off, and I went and met him and dragged him into an alley and beat him till he couldn't stand.
Great. Now you've made me an accessory. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Hypothetically.
I just came back from the bathroom. What's that? What's happening here? I missed what you guys were talking about.
Yeah, the Peanut Gallery's doomed now, too.
I said hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Okay, and then what was the point of that? What was that in aid of?
Well, we've all had stuff, perhaps, that we've heard in four steps, that was illegal and perhaps injurious to others.
Yeah, but this is a double murder.
Whoops.
Well, that was injurious.
What do you mean, whoops? They're dead.
So you can't make amends to them.
That's a little bit bigger than a whoops. And it doesn't matter if it was in a blackout. Legally, there's no, you can't claim, well, I was drunk at the time.
That's funny because they'll arrest me for being drunk at the time if I crash my car. They'll say, you crashed your car because you were drunk at the time.
Yes, and what if you crashed your car into a family of four and killed two small children? They don't say, oh, well, he was drunk at the time. We're not going to arrest him for that.
No.
They kind of do.
No, they
becomes a
you
different
up.
Charge.
Vehicular manslaughter. Yeah. Well, this guy eventually, I think he was eventually convicted. He was up for 20 to life on double homicide, but he was eventually convicted of manslaughter.
Well, first of all, you can't give him, if he did it in a blackout, you can't give him murder one because that's where you're planning to kill someone. If he's in a blackout and he does it in a drunken rage and doesn't remember it, it's not exactly a planned out thing.
I just said
and
manslaughter.
You know what?
What?
If I was him,
yeah,
that's what I would have claimed.
I had to claim.
I didn't mean to do it. I didn't plan that out for 3 weeks ahead of time and had the knife ready.
I had to claim my sponsor did it,
and because of
hero worship of my sponsor,
I'm going to take the blame.
I agreed to take the blame for this, but I just can't do it today.
Okay, what about people that are mandated?
You know what?
Because
I am a lying piece of shit when it comes to stuff like that.
What about people that are mandated reporters?
Should
they not sponsor people?
If you have a sponsor that's a mandated reporter, you deserve whatever you get.
To be honest with you, I would advise.
She's not a mandated reporter.
I would advise people. You know what? Because there's many people that get sober that don't have a lot of crazy shit in their background. You don't have a lot of crazy shit in your background, Shelly. It's like you could have a sponsor that's a mandated reporter, and you would be fine.
Yeah.
Actually, I would have a person that was a mandated reporter, and I would be fine. But if you were someone that had done injury to kids or, you know, beaten the fuck out of someone recently, you know, some kind of mental patient or something, and you're talking to someone who's a mandated reporter, they're going to report it.
So what we're saying here is we need to be extremely careful how we pick our sponsors so that we don't actually have to take responsibility for what we've done.
No, you're careful picking your sponsor.
That's what it sounds like
you're
saying.
So you don't put yourself in that position.
But don't put yourself in the position to have to take responsibility for your actions?
My sister, 26 years sober. She's a mandated reporter.
Ding, ding, round two.
I don't even talk to my sister about shit. Shit that she and I did together, I don't talk to her about it.
Was I there? I don't remember this.
Shelly today is like the Ronda Rousey of recovery.
I know. She's the arm bar.
She's trying to do the arm bar on everybody.
I know I'm not.
So
I'm
what
just
are your
saying.
Guys are saying is.
That's exactly what it's sounding like. So basically you're saying if you've got a lot of nefarious crap in your background that you should pick somebody who's an ex-felon because they're less likely to turn you in.
No, no, no. Well, see, that was Mark. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you have stuff in your background that would have to be.
God's calling.
That would have to be.
Tell your mother. We'll talk to her later.
It's Mark.
Mark.
We're in the middle of recording.
Different Mark, not the Mark on the show.
Yeah, we're. Don't worry. I'm speaking into my microphone while I speak to you.
We have a call.
You should. We have a caller.
We've got a caller.
I told you we'd be able to take callers. You should stop by if you want.
Come on over, Mark.
Do that. We got another show after this one. Bye. Okay.
Which Mark?
There we go.
So where were
S
you?
S or P?
S.
Oh, good.
No, not P.
Okay, I don't.
Matter of
P
fact,
is, P has got
little,
some issues
little
right
update.
Now.
My friend Mark P was supposed to go somewhere. I do not believe he went, which is a bummer. What I was starting to say is,
yeah.
If you have done something in your past that a court-reported person has to report, I wouldn't choose them because I have heard numbers of tons of illegal activity. Tons of it. I'm not mandated to go to anybody and tell them anything. The whole idea of making amends is to encourage people to go and make right what they did wrong before. That's the whole purpose of it. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to the cops to make them go back and, you know, do amends. I'm telling people, go back to that business that you ripped off and tell the guy you're going to try and make good to him, maybe make payments to him, maybe do whatever. If I turned him into the cops, not only is he going to have to do that, but then he's going to get a record. And like Mark said, if he goes to jail, I have never told a sponsee to go and make amends to anyone, to be honest with you, where anything really tragic happened to him. I just told people to go back to places where they owed a lot of money, and the people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe that you're apologizing for that. Oh, shit, the insurance paid for it a long time ago. We think it's great you're sober. Have a great day. But if I had told the cops, they may have still done that, but what will happen is the cops will say, we busted the guy that ripped you off. Now everybody is, you know, you don't get a chance to make amends. They're pissed at you. Now the cops have you. You're going to jail. I don't know. I don't agree with it. Bam. Wham, bam.
Now,
thank you, ma'am.
Now, by turning him in, and I assume not going to him first and saying, I think I need to turn you in.
No, the story was very specific that after hearing his list, I think he called it a list in the story, uh-huh. that he went to the police. The sponsor
did he did. Let his sponsee know he was going to
it
go to the police?
Did not say that he did that, no. And in fact, the guy that was quoted as saying he was quite surprised.
No, but to be honest with his sponsee.
I don't know.
So
I'm now
turn your ass in.
So now
do you
he,
have a do you have a passport?
So now
he, would be the time to use it.
So now he owes an amends to his sponsee.
Oh yeah. Wait till you hear that sponsor's inventory. I caused my sponsee
yeah.
to get 20 years.
Yeah. He does, but at the same time, I mean, you're talking about the difference between people's sense of morality. The sponsor says, wow.
This is what I want. I want a sense of the drunk who's been here longer than me, his morality.
Well, no. But, I mean, like, he killed two people. Yep. Holy crap, what do I do? And if, you know, and that goes back to what you're saying about know your sponsor.
He doesn't know that he killed two people. He knows he's having dreams about two people getting killed.
Yeah, and that's where I was going. I don't think that he should have gone to the cops in the first place based
now, maybe
on that.
Maybe it gave them enough to build a case. Which doesn't make him guilty. It just means that by having somebody who told somebody they thought they may have done something, now you've got it's much easier to build a case against somebody like that. But think about who we are.
I was at the 502 Club one time, heard an old guy sharing. This guy, and I was shocked, this guy straight up admitted in a meeting in his share that he killed a guy. He said, I was fighting with another drunk on a boxcar in a train, and I threw him off the train, and we were going over a trestle. I'm 100% sure I killed the guy. That's what alcohol did to me. Now, should it have been incumbent on everyone in there to, like, run to the cops and go, this guy admitted to killing a guy?
We have a warrant out now for Alan S.
He did it. He did it in the meeting, and he says he does it at every meeting he goes to.
Thousands of alcoholics have heard that. That makes you not very bright.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the kind of stuff you do say for your sponsor.
I don't know, because he said he's been telling people that since day one.
Yeah, but you don't even know it's the truth.
Well, and see, that's the thing. This other guy didn't know it was the truth either,
I mean,
that he actually killed people.
I share shit meetings that you've done.
Well, you know.
Because some stories are, if stories are good enough, I'll take them as my own.
I have heard both of you tell each other's stories.
I know guys who share about campers blowing up with bullets in them.
Yeah. In two different states.
In two different states at two different times. What are the odds?
Two different people, actually.
Yeah, that was awesome. Go ahead.
I also wanted to bring up, you know, it says in the book that unless we complete a thorough house cleaning, we may drink again. If we do our house cleaning and then don't end up having to take responsibility or make amends, because if these people are dead, you can't really make amends to them.
You could go read a letter to them.
Are you
going
to drink again?
That's right. And you know what?
Oh, and that will really be helpful for the rest of the family.
By making a living amends, you agreed to yourself that
you're never going to stab somebody in a blackout again.
You don't ever do that again.
I made amends to my grandmother and she was dead. My
Did you stab her?
I stole from her. My sponsor instructed for me to write a letter, of which I took to Forest Lawn. I sat next to the grave and I read it to her.
And if you really wanted to make a complete amends, you'd have had them exhumed the body. You'd have written a check
and stuck it,
and
in, her
stuck it in her pocket.
I'm sorry, Grandma. That was Mark. That was Mark that suggested that.
Yeah, send your mail to Mark.
Yeah. Okay, Grandma. Okay, Grandma, send your mail to Mark.
Mark's going to get a Gmail, which we like to call ghost mail.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Mark? So, Shelly?
I have a sponsee who has the Ghostbusters at his house this weekend to get rid of the ghosts.
Really?
I wanted to go so badly.
Dude, I would totally go. Well, the thing with Ghost Adventures is they went to the Queen Mary. Now, this is going to be a couple weeks by the time this goes up. But
get him off topic?
They went to the Queen Mary. Well, yeah, but we're going to be finishing this up anyway, so start thinking of your last words. The Ghost Adventures went to the Queen Mary. Now, the Queen Mary, as you know, is now owned by Disney. And I'm like,
same people own the Haunted Mansion.
It's considered to be one of the hauntedest places on the planet. And I'm like, do you think Disney technicians have put any spooky sounds in the middle of that gigantic cavernous place ever?
Aren't those Imagineers great people?
I mean, if you think about it, they're always like, I saw a little light in the distance. It's like, for a little tiny red LED light, for an Imagineer to hook that up way over in the corner, you'd never find it.
I can entertain my cat all night with one of those.
Yeah, little laser light. So, Shelley, what is your final words on if the sponsor should just roll over?
Oh, kazoo night. Sorry, I had a sneeze there.
We won't call it rollover Beethoven. We'll call it rollover sponsor.
I don't know. The gist of the article is basically that, you know, if you have parts of your inventory that you think might be a little sketchy for yourself and your future, to go to somebody who is bound by legal confidentiality laws. You know, maybe that's the best way out of that, is to do that, or, you know, like Mark said, know your sponsor. But I don't know. I have a lot of mixed emotions on this topic because I just do. So, and I agree with some of what he said and some of what you said, but in the end, I just have to say, I'm not sure, and
listen,
I hope I
listen
don't...
Listen closely, Wendy.
I'm not sure how I feel about this, and I really hope I don't get a sponsee who's killed somebody.
But my mind goes all kinds of places. So then it's the type of crime for you. If it was rape, it would be okay.
No.
If it was theft, it would be okay.
No.
How are you going to run into sponsees and never stole anything?
No.
I'm looking
I didn't
at
say
your
it wasn't. No.
And I'm betting she has.
No. I don't mean that. That's not. I mean, this is what I say when I say I have conflicting emotions about this. Somebody like, okay, say I had a sponsee who said that they continually stole candy from a store. I say, okay.
So you're going to tell the cops?
No, I'm not going to tell the cops.
Because they're going to let them make their own amends, right?
I would probably suggest that they put a couple extra bucks in the basket every week. They took
raising
from one
money
place.
For central office. That's how you fix it.
They took money from one place, but they're giving money to help other people.
So they're like Robin Hood.
Improve their lives.
Rob from the rich and give to the poor program.
Oh my gosh! I don't know.
So if this guy adopted two kids to make up for it, then he'd be raising two instead of killing two.
Oh.
So that'd be
I
the
wouldn't
amends.
Want him anywhere near my kids.
But that'd be amends.
Wait. I have. What if he went and stopped two girls from going into an abortion clinic?
Oh, let's not get into the abortion debate on the show.
I'm just saying he'd
save two lives.
Never mind. Mark!
What?
What would your final words on the subject be?
Get to know your sponsor. If your sponsor does not think outside the box, chances are he's a tool.
He's a tool?
Well, all right then.
My final words are, I wouldn't roll over. There is one caveat on that, though. Someone that has abused children, I would have to consult my sponsor about. I've never had it happen. I've never had it come up. But I'll tell you what. I would have a tough time with that.
Does this person want to truly make amends for this?
So hopefully none of my sponsees have abused children. And I don't mean that child, you know. So, Shelley.
Yes.
Who's our friend back east?
Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. As our friends in the Inland Empire have done, if you go to 12stepgazette.com/IE, you can read the Southern California edition of the 12-Step Gazette.
What if you go to /IE?
Nothing will happen.
Mark?
Why?
No, it won't.
You get a 414 error or something like that.
That's correct. You will. We have people that listen to the show.
We do.
Still?
Seems that way. And we appreciate that very much. But I notice comments seem to be dropping off. We seem to be getting less comments on every show.
You should be on
by two
11.
Or three. Yeah.
No.
We were up to 14 at one time.
Yeah. It could have changed. It could have changed. So we need people to do that. We have people right here that have followed the show that have never left a comment. I don't know if they like the show.
We did have one comment this week from Carol, who thinks that Randy needs to back away from the monster drinks.
Randy definitely needs to back away from the monster drinks.
Either that or he needs to stop buying exclamation points in bulk.
We have 6 comments on the one we put up last night.
Uh-huh.
We have 12 on the one before that.
Uh-huh.
We have 12 on the one before that.
Uh-huh.
We have 12 on the one
Are
before
Are they the
that.
Same 12 people every time?
We have 9 on the one before that. Yeah, pretty much. 12 on the one before that. 13 on that one. So, yeah, I mean, it's about...
Do you have a show running in the background there? Because it could be overriding what we're saying. Okay, good.
No. We're just looking.
No, that would be funny.
But, hey, we appreciate you listening. We ask that you go to recovery101.net, which is our site, and that you sign up for Podomatic, where you'll get updates when shows are posted. And once you become a member, you can like... You can comment. You can leave show topics in the comments, which would help us tremendously because you don't have to listen to this anymore if you do. But
I did just have a thought.
You had a thought?
I have Facebook open in the background.
Yeah.
And when someone comments on something you've commented on, it goes ding. You know, it comes up with that little notification.
So we're going to have a bunch of dings in the middle of the show?
We might. I've got 5,000 friends. There's probably a lot of things getting commented on.
Oh, that was
so
good.
So if you guys
Thanks.
Have been hearing that. That's God calling.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But anyway, add us to your playlist and do all that fun stuff that we ask you to do. Thanks.
And if you are Facebook friendly, it signs you up really easy. You can say log in with Facebook. It logs you in. It does not spam you. It doesn't do any of that, but it allows you to like, comment, follow, and do all that on the show. You can follow every single day from the main page. Just go down to where it says follow, click follow, and for some unknown reason, it lets you follow again. I don't think it's supposed to do that, but it does. Also, if you're Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page like 5,500 other people have. You can, if you want to be a little more anonymous about your recovery, you can join the Recovery 101 group. You have to be...
Getting ready for after the show so that I can eat this lovely garlic bread.
Garlic bread?
Okay. I made the garlic bread.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It smells really garlicky. It smells
okay.
good.
And so you can join the Recovery 101 group. You have to ask to join that. If you ask, ye shall receive. If you spam, we'll boot you from the group. Shelly will get out the slipper of death and smack you with it, as will Bob, Robert, Fran, whoever else is admins on that page. Am I an admin on that page?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Shows how much I pay attention. And we've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We got videos at youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We don't. And I forgot to say also recovery101/... What's the other one?
Easy look.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of them up there. We need to make some.
Yeah, because the only ones up there are you.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a long time. We need to make some new videos.
We were going
to
do it in Vegas.
We were, weren't we?
We didn't.
We didn't even take a video camera with us.
Nope, we took a photo.
I was going to take a video camera, but I think Shelly thought I was planning something else.
Well, that room you guys had.
Yeah, we were at the Artisan. They have a nude pool.
Kick-ass place. I liked it.
Jeez. Actually, it's not a nude
pool.
It
wasn't as nice as the Mirage, though.
The pool had no clothes on?
The pool had clothes on. It was a clothing optional pool.
Yes, clothes, it was.
Whatever. You know what I mean?
It was a naked pool.
Starts at 11 p.m. and goes until 8 a.m. every night that gives you earplugs at the front desk.
That's so you don't hear the screaming from the next room.
So, Shelly, who's the lead on music by?
I would like to hear 8 Days Clean, I think. Oh. I haven't heard them in a while.
Okay.
I miss
everybody,
them.
8 Days Clean. Try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
With Jesus soon.